and welcome to Matches edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And coming up on this week's show, well, we're going to be looking at the playoff race when it comes to the West Division, as we'll be joined by the managers at Runcorn Linnets and Clitheroe. We're also going to be talking about the playoff race when it comes to the Midlands Division, as we'll be joined by the managements at Belper Town and Carlton Town. And we'll also be talking about the outside possibility of a late title push with Graham Drury, manager at Stamford as well in the Midlands Division. But before all of that, we're going to kick the show off talking about the East Division and the title race up at the top. Liversidge and Mass United have been neck and neck throughout this campaign. You won't be surprised to know that both teams are tied up at the top of the East Division as we enter the home straight of this season. Shortly, we'll be joined by the team currently sitting second in the East Division on goal difference, and that's Mass United. But before that, it's to the current league leaders, Liversidge. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show to Jonathan Rimmington. Well, Jonathan, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, I feel like I'm in the middle of a triangle here because I speak to you and I speak to Carl, and I've been saying the same things all the way through this season, and there's nothing separating you. So what's the mood like at Liversidge as we head towards these closing games of the season now?
Yeah, good. We've been through some ups and downs in the last couple of months. Dropped a few points where we wouldn't have expected, but teams have come and put up a good showing, really. You know, some good teams out there, and even the bottom three or four are causing you problems, you know. So, but the mood's good. The mood's really good. The lads who got injured early on, the John Siders and Adam Porritz, and they're all back in training now, but they're not going to be ready. I think we've got a couple of injuries, but nothing really too seriously. So, yeah, we're all right. We're doing all right.
So, four games remaining of the season. In fact, actually, you've got five, haven't you? Because congratulations on getting through to the West Riders Cup final, we should say. But four league games remaining of the season. When we look back at the start of the campaign, did you think we'd be at this point with your side and you know, giving you new to the level of non-league football? I mean, it's been a phenomenal season, to say the least.
I can't believe we are where we are, I'll be honest, you know. So I know we recruited well, and the lads that we brought in were good lads, and I just never have thought we'd have gone from our league where we were and done what we've done, really. It's a credit to all the players and, you know, coaching staff and the people behind the scenes who get everything ready for us. Remember, most of us only just turn up, really. You know, I do a little bit more, but the players just turn up and play the football. It's everything behind the scenes that's the important things as well at the club. You know, the fans, we've built a fan base this year. It's unbelievable. When I first came, we had 30, 40 people come, and now we're getting 500 and 600, and unbelievable, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's, like I said, we've five games left, four league games left. I bet you can't wait to just take a step back and actually think about what's actually happened this year, because it has been. You're still on this roller coaster, and I mean, you've got Stocksbridge this weekend at home, which is a very, very difficult game because all form goes out the window as we go into April for obvious reasons. But we have got the Mass match next week as well. So one game at a time. How tricky is it to not look at the Mass United match and actually concentrate on the actually really important game at the moment, which is Stocksbridge?
Not at all, really. We're just concentrating on Stocksbridge. We know a lot about them. I know Ian Richards and how his teams play. I don't know if they're going to come and surprise us, but we'll be ready for all sort of aspects. When you've got people like Joe Walton out for a couple of games and Nicky Walker out for a couple of games, it disrupts what you're doing, really. But we've got them all back now, and hopefully we can have a full squad for Saturday and hopefully get that hurdle over with, because it won't be easy, because we know about Luke Mangum and, you know, Nathaniel Crofts and Nodder, and they've all got something about them, and we've just got to play the 90 minutes, really, and get through it, and hopefully we get the 3 points. But nothing's going to be easy, trust me. We played Sheffield FC 2 weeks ago, and it was tough. And Bridlington last week were tough. You know, they came and did a job, really. We didn't play as well as we can, but, you know, that's down to them as well, you know. They all come with a game plan, don't they?
Yeah, and I was touching upon, you know, the difficulties of when we get down to it. You know, the brain starts to kick in, doesn't it? And you go, oh, we could win something here. And then suddenly your right foot's not talking to the left foot anymore. But when you look at those performances, you know, digging deep to get 3 points against Sheffield, you know, getting a point against Bridlington, that shows a lot of character in the dressing room, I'm going to suggest as well.
It does, mate, yeah. I mean, we give an horrendous penalty away against Brid for no apparent reason. We just punched ball away after 10 minutes, and then we were well on top after 10 minutes, and a corner coming across, and he punched ball out in one of our strikers. And what it did then, it just, you could feel the tension around the ground. It was weird. And then after 30 minutes, when you're still not broken down, and it then becomes a bit of an issue because everybody starts trying to force things and doing things that they're not, that they don't really do. And it was just very strange. Yeah, really strange atmosphere. And then Pickering was the same. You know, we gifted him a goal, and then we're going into 65, 70 minutes at 1-1. And you're thinking, is it ever going to come? And eventually it does come. And I just take one game at a time, one 20 minutes at a time sometimes. You know, I cut it down to that. I cut it right down, me. So it's just about getting through quarters and seeing where we are. And hopefully we get through it. But what we've done this season is remarkable. We're where we've come from, I believe. And most of the new teams like Shildon, Stockton, us, we've done very well, haven't we? You know, to finish in top, you know, top 10 of this league, I'll be honest. I think Hammers will be stronger next year, you know. I think Hammers will be one of them teams that recruit well this summer, and hopefully they start pushing up the league as well. I just find it's quite remarkable that there's a lot of new teams that have come straight in, and it shows the strength and depth at the counties levels, you know.
I was going to say that, because obviously we've had this restructure this year where, you know, there's more teams at step four. The quality, I mean, you look at the West Division, Warrington Rylands up at the top, you know, from step five, yourselves from step five, Mash United just a few years ago from step five. I mean, it does show the quality of the counties. And you mentioned as well, Jonathan, just about the attendances going up. How important are the home crowd, especially for Stocksbridge? Because we touched upon those performances in recent weeks. It is a cliche, but you do need that 12th fan, don't you, essentially?
Yeah, our fans, I don't know. I honestly don't know where they've all come from. It's mad. It's mad that now, you know, we're trying to put another bus on for Mars next week, so we'll have two coaches going and stuff like that, and where we've never really had any home fans. It's just, it's crazy, and it's brilliant, really, that they're behind us, and they're so enthusiastic. Even, you know, against Brids, everybody were enthusiastic and the atmosphere were brilliant at end of game.
And with that regard, Jonathan, just a final push for this game this weekend, because obviously there's going to be a lot of attention for the Mass United match next week, so that game will promote itself. But this weekend, Livers is taking on Stocksbridge Park Steels. That crowd have to be vocal and cheering you on this weekend. Come one, come all for the running, is what we're saying.
Yeah, mate, listen, I want them all to be bang at it. I want everybody. We've got four tough games and starting tomorrow with Stocksbridge. And let's take the Mass game out of the equation, because that takes no building up. We've got Brighouse at home. You know, they're flying. It's a local derby, and I know they've got Stockton. So nothing's given yet. As I said, back after like 15 games, I think it was, we were all in very similar positions then, and I don't take out anything for granted. I just think that we knock one game off at a time, get the fans buzzing, and hopefully we can, one of us is going to win it and one of us is going to go into playoffs. So it is what it is, you know. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. I will do if we get beat, let me tell you. But until that happens, the worst night of my season was away at Yorkshire Hammers that Saturday night after that, because it was so disappointing. And, you know, I thought we'd blown it against Brid, to be honest, but then Eben have done us a favour last week by creating something in the last 5 minutes and putting the nerves back on everybody again. Well, it's amazing.
Yeah, it has really been amazing. And we're going to hear from Cal Jarrett in a second. And I'll say the same thing to him. This has been a phenomenal race between the pair of you. Jonathan, big good luck in this closing month.
Thank you.
And we'll catch up at the end of the month, be that you celebrating the championship or the playoffs. But a big good luck in the running, my friend.
Top man, thank you very much.
Jonathan Rimmington there, manager of Liversidge, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to the team currently sitting second then in the East Division. That's Mass United. And on Friday evening, I caught up with their manager. It's a big welcome back to the show now to Cal Jarrett. Well, Cal, a big thank you for joining us. And, I've just spoken to Jonathan. I'll say the same thing to you. I mean, it's been yourselves and Liversidge all the way through this, so it's no surprise. It's still... you and Liversidge neck and neck. I mean, what's the mood in the camp like heading into these final few matches now?
I think the mood itself's upbeat. The lads have been the same right through the full season. They do understand and do realise that every game counts at the present minute. It's been one of them. You know, the last month's been very intense with the lads. You know, we also know that we can't drop any points because it's fair play. Like I said, many times that Liversedge have kept with us all the way, and they'll be most probably thinking the same. You know, they've kept with us all the way, and just when you think you're going to go in front of them, then you drop points and you draw. You know, so you go back level again, and it's just been took all the way right through. And I think it's just proven that there's two great teams really at the top of the league at the present minute fighting for that championship. So we've just got to try and keep our head, and we've just got to keep on trying to do what we're doing. And the lads completely understand what job we need to do tomorrow. So we're just taking every game as it counts at the present minute, you know. So we're just hoping that either they can drop points or we can basically carry on and win our four games, remaining games.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you've lost just three matches. You've scored 89 goals and only conceded 28, but it's still not enough.
I know.
I don't know what to say to you, to be honest, Cal.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
I mean, the trick is now just to not get carried away with the league table, even though I'm raising it to you. I'm not get too carried away with the fixtures, even though I'm going to raise a really important one in a couple of weeks' time. And just ticking the games off and just keeping a lid on it all, I suppose.
It is. That's all we can do. Every training session, we've got a plan for the next game. As a management group, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't look towards the next four games, trying to plan for what teams I can play, what shape we can play, go and watch them as soon, you know, as much as we can to try and get an eye on, you know, we're going to be playing opposition. We still do loads and loads of prep like we normally do, no matter what time of the season it is. But I think the main thing for us is just, like you said, is not to get carried away where we are at the present minute and just keep on concentrating on what lies in front of us next, which is Yorkshire Amateurs on Saturday.
Yeah, looking ahead to Yorkshire Amateurs, I mean, what's your thoughts on this? Because it's April and all form goes out the window, to use a cliche at this point, because nerves are involved, aren't they? So what's your thoughts on this challenge?
I totally agree. I mean, it's one of them where we beat them at home at the beginning, really early on in the season, and played really well against them. But I have watched them two or three times. They're not in a great run at the present minute. But like you said, that it all goes out the window. There's people fighting for their lives, people fighting for new contracts at the clubs, not just mine, at other clubs. You know, so every game that we've played over the last few months, whether it's been Pickering who've been sat bottom, you know, to playing some of the big teams like Worksop away up there, you know, and Shildon the week before, them teams, they're all hard games. Every single game you play in this league, because they're all still fighting for things, and people think that the mid-table teams are not really fighting for it until you play them and you see how well they play. I disagree. I just think everyone's still trying to fight for maybe it's the future, like I said, at the club, or even 3 points to get as high as they possibly can. And I don't think that'll be any different on Saturday, no matter what people think about the form of Yorkshire Amateurs. I know they've lost, I think, the last four. I've looked at the form, how many goals they've let in and stuff like that, and I know they've got a couple of injuries for Saturday, but we've just got to keep on concentrating on us, make sure that we understand our game plan, what we've got to go and do, and just be professional as we possibly can, and make sure that obviously from the management side of things that happens on Saturday.
I've got a distant memory as well, Carl. You know what you were saying there about, you know, looking at the next games and stuff, and I've got a vague memory of actually asking you what your thoughts on the Liversidge match right towards the end of the season, and it's fast approaching, isn't it? So How do you put that to the back of your mind, though, for Yorkshire Amateurs, and just concentrate on this game? Because
it is hard. Like I said to you, I've watched them three or four times. They've been and watched us three or four times. I think everyone understands that, you know, on paper, that we shouldn't get beat on Saturday and they shouldn't get beat on Saturday, you know, and it'll most probably go down to that game. But in my eyes, you know, you've got to look at that game. Even when that game's won, my answers will still be the same. It'll be a fantastic result if we beat Liversedge at home and we go and beat until then. But then we've got even harder games. You look at a local derby in Stockton, and then obviously we've got Ossett. There will be no rollovers either, last game of the season. They've got Brighouse, which Brighouse are absolutely flying at the minute, and they've got Worksop away in a 4G pitch. So I still think there's twists and turns. I honestly do. It's an hard one, because I do believe that when I've been and watched Liversedge, and they'll most probably, I'd like to think they say the same about us. They are relentless. They're a good team. They're not a poor team. They're a very good team. I can see why they're up the top. top. They're very physical. They're directing the play. They're very good at what they do. Tall, strong. They've also got some good players, technical players. And they're a good unit, and they've got very, very good togetherness, which does win trophies as well. So, I compliment them because they're a very good team, because they're sat up there with us. And I know how good we've played all season. I know how many goals we've scored. I know how many goals we've conceded. You know, we've got the top goal scorer in the league, top goal scorer in the FA Cup. He's got 44 goals this season. And we still sat there wondering how on earth we're not like further in front. But, you know, that's football. We've dropped them three losses. We've had a couple of draws, which didn't help us along the way. But it is in our hands. But also, Liverside, you'll be saying the same thing.
And I'll get you your closing thoughts in a minute, Carl. But, you know, at the minute, you're in the fog of the running kind of thing. But at some point, you're going to have to take a step back and go, oh, look what's been achieved here. Because, you know, we go back to the season that got curtailed and Mass were there or thereabouts, weren't you, around the playoffs. But this has been another level this year. So whatever happens in the coming weeks, you must be delighted with what's been achieved and the progress that's been made since COVID.
100%. I mean, the season that the club's had itself and the team is phenomenal. I mean, we've I think we've had six or seven games at home that we've had at like 1,400-1,500 people at home, games, and you know, it involves the likes of South Shields, the likes of FC Manchester, your Chester's, you know, and then your Gateshead, your Stockton's. All of them games that we've played at home have brought gates in, have that much, and it's just got to prove that we've beaten massive teams this season. We've had a great cup run, you know, we've had a great time in the league at the present minute. You know, I just hope it ends just with something that we aim for at the beginning of the season. I just hope we can get ourselves over that line, because it would be a fantastic season. I know what you're saying, Ben, but it also, when you're a manager, you judge on obviously winning leagues and getting promotions and trophies and stuff like that. And realistically, that's the name of the game we're aiming it for, you know, to try and get as high as I possibly can as a manager, but also get Mask United as high as I possibly can as well. If we come second and the beaters, you know, I'm one of them guys that load me hand up and say, well done, you know, it's one of them things. We'll just go into the playoffs, which would be a very tricky playoff if we ended up in there with the North East teams around us. So it's going to be tough. I've spoken to the lads about this. This is not going to be easy. It's not going to sail plain straight through. We're going to have to fight hard, and we're going to have to roll our sleeves up. We're going to have to, you know, be at our best to get up this season.
But that's what it's all about, isn't it, Carl? How much are you looking forward to, you know, these coming games, especially that home game as well? And I'm imagining a huge crowd next Saturday for the Liverside match. How much are you looking forward to the next weeks?
Staff seems to really enjoy them games, mate. I just want them won. You know, you can be nervous, you can look at it, and you've just got to make sure that your team are well drilled for that game and well organised, understand where you want to go, what your plan is for the game, and hopefully, fingers crossed, that they, as soon as they cross that white line, they can do it for the club, you know, and themselves, to get themselves where they deserve to be. In my eyes, I know Liverside, you'll be saying exactly the same, and I do agree, it'll be a huge game for myself. You know, I won't stop pushing until the end of the season to see what we can, and it won't be from us not trying our hardest as a management team at Mask United to obviously try and gain promotion.
Well, Carl Jarrett, manager at Mass United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your Friday to come on the show. Really, really appreciate it, and all the best for this running.
Thank you very much.
Carl Jarrett there, manager of Mass United, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go from the East Division now to the West Division. We should say on the Pitching In NPL show this month, we are joined by the managers at Warrington Rylands and Workington as the two go head-to-head this weekend, both sitting top of the West Division, just 1 point separating the two sides. So head over to the NPL show for an interview with Dave McNabb and Chris Wilcock at Warrington Rylands and Workington. But on this month's NPL Step 4 show, we're going to be talking about the playoff race, as we'll be joined shortly by Billy Priestley, manager at Clitheroe, who currently sit just outside the playoffs, 2 points behind Runcorn Linnets. Let's hear from Runcorn Linnets, though, first, who currently sit fifth in the West Division. And it's a big welcome back to the show now to their manager. Here's Callum McIntyre. Well, Callum, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, we've got 4 games left of the season. Not quite done yet with regards to the playoff race. What's the mood like as we enter this running for Runcorn Linnets?
Yeah, definitely not done. I think there are certain clubs in certain positions, perhaps over the years, where you go, maybe not guaranteed those spots or guaranteed those successes, but you feel like they should get there because of the position we've been in August right the way through. Don't think we were ever tipped to be anywhere near, let's be honest, probably not inside the top half, never mind in the top five, that for us, it's going to go right to the wire. I think what is really pleasing, you ask about the mood is as focused as it's been all season, but really pleased with the position that we're in. I'd rather be in our position than be one of the clubs chasing us. And to have that sort of destiny in our own hands of we need 8 points from four games, which is maintaining a level of form that generally we've hit all season of 2 points per game. So two wins, two draws would see us into those playoff positions. So well aware that it's not done, but equally really, really pleased to be in a position where we're in control of our own destiny and a destiny that is beyond the wildest dreams of anyone 34 games ago.
Yeah, it's Newcastle Town away, obviously, this weekend. But you touched upon the form. The form's been brilliant. But then, obviously, you know, it's your turn to take on Warrington Rylands. So I don't think you can read too much into that. But it's now a question of bouncing back, isn't it, this weekend, I suppose?
Yeah, I'm almost guilty of myself there when I mentioned runs of form. Runs of form now are irrelevant if you're in a position where you just need a point to target. And a points total that it doesn't actually matter how you hit it. So if we were to win, lose, win, win, we'd get in with a point to spare. If we were to lose on Saturday, we're in a bizarre situation where we would still have it in our own hands. And that's where I looked at Saturday's game against Rylands. They're a terrific team. They've recruited so well, really organised, got some really talented players. And that'll be a fascinating game, Rylands Workington, I'm sure, on Saturday as well. So for us, it isn't really about bouncing back. We will have looked at where we feel we can pick the points up in the next four games. And I think Saturday's got to be one of those where they're scrapping for something down the bottom end. They'll be looking to bounce back from maybe a disappointing result. But we're going to have to be at our best. But equally, we've got an opportunity to get three of those 8 points. And it's vital that we don't turn it down.
And that's talking about getting fifth. I mean, we should just mention as well, you're 6 points behind Leek. And your next game after Newcastle is Leek Town. It's like a Staffordshire love affair you're having at the moment, isn't it? I mean,
feels that way.
It's there, isn't it? The possibility of maybe getting fourth, maybe. So what's your thoughts on that side of things?
Yeah, look, I think for that to happen, we'd have to take 12 points from the four games. Because obviously that would be taking 3 points off Leek. You'd be hoping that Leek drop. They've got some tough games. But I'll be honest, it's almost like... for a club like us and from the position when I took over and everything we've looked to achieve, the idea of being in the playoffs was laughable, let's be honest. And I've said that to you on this podcast before. So for us to be in a position where we can go, oh, well, actually, if we do this, we get fourth. Everyone would have taken fifth at the beginning of the season and would have probably had a right good party about it as well. So for us, the focus will be on achieving those 8 points. If we do that and are in a position where we might be able to go and contest something further up the league table, then we will. But we've got some tough games. That's the bit of, as much as it's in our hands, we've got some really difficult games. Like you say, Leek coming to us. We've been really good at home against those sides, but Leek have talented players and have done well all season. We got Prescott on Easter Monday. We've had a real resurgence under the change of manager. And know that they'll be scrapping for points. And obviously the last game of the season against Cold, you don't want to be in a position where you potentially lose control of your own destiny. So they're all tough games. They're all big games. But for me, the focus is very much, let's get three of those 8 we require tomorrow and see where we are come half five.
Well, Callum McIntyre, manager of Rugcon Linnets, I'm going to have to cut this interview short because you need to get back to the team bus you're on. Obviously, you do work with Chester, so I don't want to get you a fine or anything like that. But just a closing thought, Callum, how much are you looking forward to this running and what's possible in the month of April?
So excited. For us to be in this position is incredible, and I've been able to see firsthand how much it means to the supporters, to everyone at the club, but to the players as well. They've been phenomenal, like I say, for those 34 games and the cup competitions. I'm desperate to play my part in it for them, for the supporters, for the club, to try and do something special, something really, really special, and something that I don't think anyone gave us a chance of doing. It's not just going to happen. It's going to be a really difficult month, a challenging month, but wow, I can't wait. And like I say, it's the first thing I think of when I wake up in the morning. Last thing I think of when I go to sleep, And look, it's here, it's there for us, it's in our hands. It's down to me, my team, to try and make it happen.
Well, Callum McIntyre, manager of Uncommon, it's a big thank you for joining us, and all the best in the month of April.
Brilliant, thank you.
Callum McIntyre, manager of Runcorn Linnets, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. So Runcorn Linnets, 2 points inside the playoffs. Clitheroe just outside, chasing them down. Let's judge the mood now at the Lancashire side. And it's a big welcome back to the show now to their manager. Here's Billy Priestley. Well, Billy, a big welcome back to the show. And, for Clitheroe, 3 games left of the season, 2 points outside the playoffs. Oh, it's shaping up, isn't it? I mean, what's the mood in the camp like as we head towards these last few games?
Yeah, they're all feeling positive now. I think Runcorn, they've got a few hard games left. Obviously, they've got a game in hand, so it's 5 points really on the board. But we can catch them, and that'll be it then. If we get them, I think if we get into these playoffs, we'll win them. I think we're looking good. Everyone's flying. All the lads are in a positive mindset. Everyone's playing really well. So it's just fallen a few weeks short than what I wanted it to, really, but it's going well.
It's interesting how you've answered that question, Billy, because there's two ways of seeing the run that Clitheroe are on at the minute. You could try and keep a lid on it, or you could go, let's keep this going. And you know, the run that Clitheroe have been on has been really, really impressive. So I suppose that's very, very helpful at this crucial stage of the season.
Definitely, yeah, that's it. We went on a bad run, which wasn't very good, and we were playing, it's pretty much the same team, and we did really, really well at the beginning of the season. We went off the boil and lost everything, all the confidence. There were no arguments, no kickoffs in camp, no one had... There was nothing that had gone wrong. You couldn't put your finger on anything that had caused it. Everything just went really deflated. And then now it picked up all of a sudden. We had a bit of a word with him and said how it was going to be. And we've got to pull our finger out. And they've all reacted really well to it. And everyone's turned a different page again. And they're flying again now. And yeah, I can't, every single one of them, I've been so proud of how they've reacted to everything, really. It's been so obviously to keep going now to the end of the season, hopefully. Like these playoffs, like say,
3 games left, and I know the answer. You know, one game at a time. I know, but when it comes to
never win me, I want to win them all.
I was going to say, I mean, you've got to be there with a spreadsheet now, haven't you? Ticking these games off as we go. So Gossip North End next.
Yeah,
I mean, the question not just about the fixtures, but do you look at the league table now and start to plot other results from other teams potentially as well? Because it's scum.
Yeah, I've plotted every single one of them without a doubt. Yeah, usually above and everything like below, I'm looking positive all the time. And like you say, we've got now, it's run, like you say, Runcorn Linnets. I was thinking we could have caught league, but I don't think they're gonna throw it away now. I think they're done. But it's just Runcorn's the one I think now who could slip it up. But we've just got to keep that positivity going. And but then, like you say, I've looked at all 3 games we've got now after this next game Saturday. So yeah, we've got Colne and Ramsbottom left to go, two local derbies, so they're not going to be a walk in the park either. So I've got three games that could trip us up. We've lost against teams in them same plots before, but with the way we're going now, I'm feeling very positive with it.
And Billy, we caught up early in the season, didn't we? And you know, when you look at this league table now, and you know, we're after the COVID seasons and that, we're here with a few games left. Things are getting decided now. You've probably not had a chance to take a step back and go, well, that's some achievement I've put in here. But how proud are you of what's been achieved at Clitheroe this season thus far?
That's it. Yeah, well, obviously we had David Lynch manager before me, and that's why I came to Clitheroe with him. He's a great friend of mine, and he brought a lot of these lads in who were here today, who were with us, and he did bring a lot of lads together, and I didn't want to see that break up and fall apart, and I just wanted to keep that together as it has, and we've done that, and I've brought a few additions in, and a lot of the lads I've brought in are from, they've done well in the leagues above. And then we've got a few young lads like Max Kane and Jack Burrows. They've been playing in the leagues below. Cam Caster who's come in. We've had 8 injuries in the last few weeks. The lads who've come in have stepped up to it massively and taken it on. They've flown with it. But like you say, it's been a good run, and I think we have done well. And the team that I've got and the people around me have made it a lot easier for me than what it could have been. Do you know what I mean? They've stepped up and helped me. And like I said, the team we've got on the pitch and off the pitch is is great. I can't fault any of them.
So next up, we've already mentioned it, Gloucester North End at home on Saturday. It's a week Saturday, isn't it? So you've got the weekend off. So how is that advantageous at this point? You can actually sit back and look at football web pages, just clicking F5. Is that good?
That's it. Yeah, I keep checking pages. I check them in the middle of the night. I wake up in the night, I think it's going to change the league table, but it never does. I keep looking at them. Like, today's going to be bigger. Matt watching these games today when they come in. We just need these next few to come right. If run, call, and lose, they need to lose one and draw one, and we need to win all three. And we're in goal difference, and we're talking about goal difference to see who gets that last spot. We're kind of relying on them to slip up, which is the big thing, really. That's what bothers me the most, is that we've left it to go into somebody else's hands. We've dropped points against some teams we should have really won. And that's what will grind on me the most. If we miss out this on 2 points, I'll be fuming. I'll be gutted.
Just a final thought, Billy, as well, just about those closing games. Gossip next Saturday. Cone away on the bank holiday Monday, finishing things off with another near neighbour, Ramsbottom United. How important are the Clitheroe faithful for this running? And you know, how much are you looking forward to the next couple of weeks?
Oh, massively, yeah. And that's all the fans who've been round us, all the club and everything. It's been great. Like I said, they're getting behind us. You've still got the few trusty fans who've always been there and backing us. And even when people were saying, we're out of this run, we're out of it, a few of them were still coming up to you saying, no, we can still make it. And I've always been like that all my life. I've been positive with everything I try and do, and don't give up till it's done. And there's a few of them fans there who've been backing us all the way, and they've been behind us, and I hope we can win it for them, really. That's what I want to win it for, and keep them happy. You know what I mean? I want to make them happy.
Well, Billy Priestley, manager at Clitheroe, big, big thank you for taking the time out your Friday to come on the show this week. Have a lovely Saturday off, and all the best for the running, and catch up very soon.
Thank you. Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot.
Billy Priestley there, manager of Clitheroe, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to the Midlands division now, finally. Shortly, we'll be joined by the managers at Belper Town and Carlton Town as we discuss the race for the final playoff spot. But before that, sitting inside the playoffs now as we head towards the running is Stamford. They're 6 points ahead of Belper Town and 6 points behind Ilkeston Town, who currently sit top of the table. So to judge the mood now as we head towards the running at Stamford, it's a big welcome back to the show now to their manager. Here's Graham Drury. Well, Graham, a big thank you for joining us. And here we are in the home straight now. I think it's safe to say, without doing the maths, I think you're in the playoffs. Is that enough, or have you still got your eye maybe on that top spot? It's an outside shot at this stage, but what's the mood like at Stamford as we head towards the running?
Yeah, it's been fantastic, Ben. I mean, we've had 5 clean sheets on the bounce now and 15 points on the 5 games, so we're in really good form. We've just been unfortunate this year with so many injuries. I mean, at the start of the season, it was 8 of the first 11 missing, and then it's not really eased up until this last month. And then it's the first time in this last month I've been able to pick the same 11 all season, week in, week out, and it's proven the results, what a good side we are. So the answer to your question really is, we've definitely not given up on the title. I mean, it's going to be really, really tough. I can't see Ilkeston dropping 6 points. And, you know, with Elzo and Chase down 3 points in front of us, it's going to be really tough. But we want to try and finish as high as possible. Obviously, we'd like to try and gain an home advantage for the Tuesday evening game in the semi-final. So we've got to keep going in these last 4 games and try and take maximum points.
And it's good you've got a carrot on the horizon, even if it is on the horizon, because you want to go into the playoffs, if that's the destination for Stamford this year. You want to go into the playoffs with momentum. You don't want to just be waltzing in there into the room, do you?
No, I mean, the teams that stuck over the line seem to struggle. The teams with momentum seem to do well. So if we can carry on what we've done in March into, you know, April, and then go into the playoffs with this confidence and this form, you know, I think we'll take some stopping. But, you know, when you look at the sides in there, I mean, Els Owens beat us and drew with us this year. We've given them a 2-goal lead in both games in the first 5 minutes, but we pulled it back to 2-2 and ended up losing 3-2 at Els Owen. Chasedown was the only side that's really battered us, and they did at home, to be fair. But again, I looked at the squad that day, you know, I keep looking at it, and it was very light. We went to Chasedown with nearly a full squad. We won 4-0. and then Belford was stuck 11 goals past and won both games. So, you know, I don't think anybody will want to play us, and I certainly don't think they'll want to play us if we're in the form we're in at the moment. But then, you know, every game's tough in the playoffs, it's a one-off.
No, absolutely. And when it comes to, you know, the remaining four games of the season, I mean, we could go through them. We're reaching that stage of the season now where there's nerves to be thrown into the mix as well, given what's at stake. But what's your thoughts on Loughborough Dynamo this weekend away from home?
Yeah, I mean, Loughborough's always a good surface. You know, it's a good place to go and play football, and, you know, hopefully we can get it down and pass the ball and move it quickly and be a threat on the break. But, you know, hopefully we can go in there, you know, and pass the ball and move the ball quickly and be a threat and obviously stay solid at the back like we have done in the last five games. But it's a tough place to go. You know, Loughborough's a good side. They play some good football. So, yeah, it's another tough game, Ben. You know, it's proved this year we've got 16 points to the bottom, you know, bottom six sides. So it just proves what a tough league this league's been this year.
And what is your thoughts on the league? I know it's a tough league, like you say, but we've been touching upon it on the show this week, the fact that across all this Step 4 of the NPL, we've got some Step 5 teams who've joined us this year. And, you know, they've really added something, haven't they? And in particular, the Midlands League, where we've had some crossover as well with the likes of Hales Owen joining us. I mean, we spoke during the season about how tough this league is, but it really has been golden this year, I think, for impartial observers.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you look at the teams like Sporting Kelsa, Coleshill, you know, they're in the top 10, you know, area. I mean, Coleshill's still pushing for a playoff spot. And then, you know, you've had the likes, like you say, of Chase Down coming back over and Hales Owen. You know, they're two very good sides, and I think it's made it the toughest Step 4 league that I've actually been in. I think it's been that tough. You know, we played Histon at Histon, 2-0 up. You know, you'd think that you'd go on and win the game, and we ended up drawing 2-2. You know, we've had teams come to us, Soham, you know, and took a 2-2 draw, you know, away from Stamford. So the league's been tough, and there's been some really good competitive games in it, some really good sides, and it's been great pitting your wits against different managers. And like I say, I think it's been the toughest Step 4. You know, it's always been us in the league fighting out the top. This time it's been 6-17 fighting for the top spot.
And for you as well, Graham, I was just thinking about it because I thought, you know, I've had these chats with Graham so many times now, and we can't take it for granted. You know, Stamford are there or thereabouts once again. So you must be pleased with the progress that's being made, particularly after COVID and the difficult times we've had.
You know, Ben, we can't harp on about COVID situation. We all know and everybody knows that Stamford would have perhaps been promoted both years. You know, and it was wiped away from us. You know, you can either feel sorry for yourself or dust yourself down and go again. And that's what we've done. You know, and we've hit every challenge this year, and we're not looking for excuses because of injuries. We've hit every challenge, you know, head on, give it our best shot. And I've been really proud of the group. You know, to have so many injuries week in, week out. The back four, the goalkeepers changed constantly. You know, we lost the top goal scorer, Tom Siddons, after the first game of the season. Rob Morgan's played 5 games. James Hicks has only played 7 games. So we lost a strike force. We lost perhaps best midfielder in the league. And our back five's never been settled. But we've hit every game head on. We've gone and give it our best shot. And I've been really, really proud of this group. You know, it's been one of the best groups again. You know, it's been quite settled from the last 3 seasons. But they're a pleasure to work with, and I think they've done really, really well.
No, great stuff. A final question, Graeme. We've touched upon one game already, Loughborough Dynamo away. I know what you managers are like, one game at a time. But just for the listeners' benefit, Coleshill Town, Yaxley, finishing things off, Carlton at home. 6 points from top spot with a very competitive goal difference, we should say, as well. So, Graeme, it's still there. All the possibilities. How much are you looking forward to the closing few games of the season? How much are you looking forward to it, finally?
Yeah, I am, Ben, because, you know, I've been fortunate to be in these title races before. And like you said, this is a pressure point now. I think Ilkeston's 1-0 in the 93rd minute was like winning the league title for them. You know, I think that was massive because they were stuttering a little bit. And they went and won 1-0. And then they scraped over the line with a 2-1 win at Cambridge, which I thought was massive. But, you know, they've got Daventry this week. We played them a couple of weeks ago. They're big, they're strong. you know, very direct throws. They throw a lot into your box. You know, they can bring big, strong players on. They'll be a threat, and Ilkeston's still got to cross that line. And, you know, they've been clever signing Soldini, and they've been clever signing Montel Gibson, and they've really thrown it at it this year. And they're trying to finish what they started, you know, and they brought the quality in to try and get over the line. And I'll be very surprised if they don't, but the pressure points there, we've just got to keep that pressure on them, you know, and Stamford's not going away. Hell's Owen and Chase will know Stamford's not going away, and we'll fight to the very end. And, you know, that's what we'll look to try and do, take maximum points in the next four games.
Graham Drury, manager of Stamford, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's discuss now the final playoff spot when it comes to the Midlands division. That's currently looking like it's between Belper Town and Carlton Town, although Coleshill Town can still also get to that fifth spot. However, this weekend, all eyes will be on Belper Town and Carlton Town as they go head-to-head. Currently, Belper Town sit inside the playoff positions, 7 points ahead of Carlton Town. So this really is a must-win game for Carlton Town. So let's hear more now from Carlton Town, the hosts for this big game on Saturday afternoon. And it's a welcome back now to joint manager at Carlton. Here's Tommy Brookbanks. Well, Tommy, a big welcome back to the show. And before we get to this huge game this weekend against Belper Town, we should just start by congratulating you really for that epic result against Chasetown, which has really set this game up against Belper this weekend. I mean, what's the mood in the dressing room like as we head towards this proper playoff six-pointer?
Yeah, first, hi Ben, good to be back. Yeah, listen, it's we're in a, you know, we're in a great mood. Everything's bouncing around the place. If you said to me start of the season, what's the top five? I would have said the top five that's in. We'll be knocking on the door, which has been proved right. We've got nothing to lose tomorrow, Ben. We're really going to go for it. And that's how we feel. You know, we feel that we've done well to get, you know, this far. We have to realise that, you know, this is our first full season as managers, me and Mark. 3 years ago when we did take over, they were bottom. And, you know, we've got the reprieve. We've been bottom for a couple of years. So we feel that we're in a great position. We've got nothing to lose, Ben. We go into tomorrow, try and win it. It keeps a slight playoff hopes alive. Go into next week. This is what we're going to try and do anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just to paint the picture, I mean, Belper Town in the playoffs at the moment, 7 points up the road. We've not too many games left remaining. Four, I think.
With
four games left remaining. So, and, you know, one game at a time and all that. But, you know, I'm looking at Belper's running. You know, they've got Hales Owen after you, haven't they? So,
absolutely.
You know this because that's what you've had to your own plan. So, have we gone?
We've looked at the maths, and, you know, it's... Yeah, I mean, listen, we lose tomorrow, we're out of it. And we just, you know, we've got a big game Tuesday, the semi-final Senior Cup against Forest. You know, we give everything we've got for the three games. Win tomorrow, with three games to go, it keeps it alive, Ben. You know, and then we'll see where we are then. So, we're just really looking forward to it, and we're just really happy to be in this position. You know, crowds are good, everything's buzzing about the place.
And looking ahead too, I mean, the league's very, very important, as we've already touched upon here. But, you know, that Nottinghamshire Senior Cup semi-final against Notts Forest at home, that's some occasion on Tuesday night as well, isn't it? I mean, what's two big home games, essentially. So what are we expecting?
Yeah. Well, the chairman's rubbing his hands. I mean, I know Selston last round, who were a lot further away than us from Forest. I think they got about just under 1,000. I know tickets are selling really well. It's pound the gate as well. We are the inner city club, which is next to Forest. So we're expecting a huge gate, you know. I mean, it has opened the Notts Senior Cup up at last. With Notts, Mansfield and Forest coming into it, it's made it into a really big cup again, which I'm really pleased about. I mean, the chairman's delighted at the minute.
And when, you've already touched upon it, but, you know, the journey that you've been on with Carlton Town, I mean, such great progress being made. I mean, obviously, at this point, you've not really got time to take a step back and go, wow, this has been a great achievement. But we can't take it for granted. I mean, if you make the playoffs, brilliant. But if you don't make the playoffs and finish where you are, that's brilliant as well, isn't it? So, I mean, what's your thoughts on generally what's been achieved at the club?
Yeah, I mean, if you said to me, you know, when I come on board, well, you know, they had been in you know, the bottom rungs of the league for, you know, 2 or 3 years, and then they finished second from bottom, so they were in effect relegated. But the fact that they got the reprieve was the reason I joined. And yeah, I mean, if you said to me, would you take this where you are now, especially with obviously having the two seasons, you know, cancelled, I'd have bit your hand off. But I did think at the start that we could be challenging, you know, but I also knew that there was a top five there, which I've been proved right. You know, if you'd have asked me at the start, Ben, I'd have said them five. And plus there's one or two others, I expected Cambridge and Corby and one or two others and Coleshill. But I especially expected us to be knocking on the door, because I knew, you know, we've got some good lads, we've done a good job on recruitment, but the key is now, how do we improve on it next year? You know, if we don't get in the playoffs, we've got to find a way of breaking, you know, into that top five, and that's the big one. That's the next huge step for Carlton Down.
And it all starts with Belpen. I'm just looking at that Division 1 South East table for the Cattell season. Look who's fourth and look who's fifth. There you are.
I know.
Separated a pair of you. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on the actual challenge on the pitch? Because, I mean, like you say, I mean, there isn't much separating you really, is there? So, what's your thoughts on the actual game itself this weekend?
It could go either way. I think any game in this league, if you look at results, I mean, I know a lot of the top teams have been moaning the fact that bottom clubs have took points off them, and, you know, and I just think it's so competitive. If you actually look at it, no real scapegoats in it, Ben. That's the big thing. And, you know, I expect a really tough game tomorrow. Belper, you know, they're really in your face. They're obviously up there for a reason, you know. And to me, every game is tough. It's relentless, this league. I've said it all along, you know. There was one time, you know, there's six or seven of us going at it, and it was just, we were winning every week, Ben. And it was, you know, you'd expect to be in a better position, but they've been relentless. And yeah, I mean, it's great football. It's a great standard of football. Good stadiums. It's a good league as well, Ben, because it's pretty local for everybody, you know. So, yeah, we'll give it a right go. And I know Belper will. They'll be ready for us. I've been to watch them on the last couple of occasions. So we know what to expect, mate.
Well, Tommy Brookbanks, joint manager to Carlton Town. Big good luck to yourself and Mark over this, well, especially on Saturday, but for the running as well. Big thank you for joining us, and all the best on Tuesday as well in that Nottinghamshire Senior Cup semi-final. Good luck.
Cheers, Ben. Nice to catch up with you all again. Cheers, buddy. Thank you.
Tommy Brookbanks, manager of Carlton Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. So let's finally, for this month's show, talk to Carlton Town's opponents on Saturday. That's Belper Town, 7 points inside the playoffs. And it's a big welcome back to the show now to their manager. Here's Grant Black. Well, Grant, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, we're into the home straight now, but Belper aren't quite there yet. And the reason being is this huge game this weekend. So what's the mood in the camp like heading into the Carlton Town match?
Yeah, just, you know, excited, really. These are kind of games that we want to be involved in going into back end of the season. So it's kind of what we've been aiming for since we went back pre-season, really. So, you know, all the hard work that the lads have put in from that date, I suppose, is sort of leading into this weekend and beyond, really. So, yeah, no, excited and sort of fingers crossed that we'll get a job done.
And it's all about concentration at this point, to use a bit of a cliche. But, you know, when you look at Belper's league positioning all the way through this season, you've been sixth or fifth. You know, there was a spell where you were up towards the top end, but it's been there or thereabouts throughout this season. So it is just, you know, that you can see the finish line, can't you? And it's just about ticking each game off, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. We've, like you say, it's been sort of round and about there with Coleshill and Carlton. And us, I suppose, Stamford, they've cemented theirs in last week, but I think us sort of three or four have been sort of yo-yoing around each other for majority of the season, I think. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's finally upon us now that we've, you know, somebody's got to sort of cement that last spot over these next sort of couple of weeks. Potentially we could do it tomorrow, and that's what we'll be aiming to do, to get it done as soon as we can. But as I said, Carlton and Coleshill will be thinking exactly the same. So we've got to you know, we've got a good tomorrow with a mindset of not getting beat for sure, and sort of see what happens at quarter five.
And it's a question I have to ask you this, Grant. And me and you, we've caught up numerous times over the years, and I feel really bad for even bringing it up. But after Carlton, you've got Hills Owen. So it's really, really important, isn't it, that, you know, you get it done as quickly as possible?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, there's no... Again, cliches, but there's no easy games in this this level of football, I don't think. So, I mean, even if we didn't get it done next week, it'd be Corby and Loughborough, and again, there's no easy games. So, no, I mean, like I said, we're not counting as chickens before the hatch, but the sooner we can potentially get ourselves in there, the better it'll be for everybody, I think.
So what's your thoughts on, if you are successful over Carlton or Hills Owen and you seal the deal, what's your thoughts on how this season's shaped up for Belper? Because, you know, when you look at this top four, top five, top six, it's not too far off what people were predicting, really. So what's your thoughts on how Belper have done this year
and
generally?
I think, like you say, it's, you know, people have their say before season and stuff like that. But, you know, I think a lot of people don't know the ins and outs of stuff when they are quoting things and talking about teams that will finish where and whereabouts and stuff like that. I think I'd always have said, you know, with the riches that your Ilkeston and Hills Owen and people like that have got, I think you'd have probably penciled them two in to be fading it out for majority of season. Obviously, Chasetown have pushed them close. Stamford again are another team that have invested and took our striker to them just after Christmas and obviously helped them push on. And then, like you said, there's us, Carlton and Coleshill, who are a little bit, I would say, less financially, not as strong as some of them others that we've just mentioned that have sort of fought it out. But yeah, it's been a tough season. There's been some good teams, and I think you know, like I've just said there, I think there's a lot of teams who come next season will have another big push at that. So if we can try and get out of it as we can now, then like I said, we want to try and mix it with big boys in the league above. So, you know, this year could be a chance.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, I've just spoken to Tommy at Carlton, and I never even asked him about the prospects of you know, thoughts of what happens during the playoffs. And I can't really do that for you, Grant. So, I mean, that's the key, isn't it? You want to be heading into these playoffs with momentum on your side, especially with the prospects of maybe having to go to Hills Owen or Chasetown or Stamford. I mean, it's about having form, isn't it, for these last four games?
Yeah, I think it's, like you say, it's you know, form's great for going into them, and like you say, it helps build that mood, and I suppose that mentality. But I think as we see happen quite a lot, even higher up the pyramid to the championship and things like that, that on a one-off game, I think anybody can beat anybody. So, you know, there's teams going into it that'll have, you know, I think Stamford have gone something like 10, 12 games without conceding a goal, I think, let alone dropping any points. So, you know, they'll be full of beans when they get into it. But again, like I said, on a one-off game, if we do get there, we'll fancy ourselves, whether we've lost the last game, drawn it or won it. So we'll approach every game as it comes, and that'll be no different if we're lucky enough to get into playoffs.
And you just triggered a memory in my brain as well, Grant, when you said one-off games there, because I just remembered, oh, Grant's got plenty of experience of big one-off games, hasn't he? So, I mean, how handy is that level of experience as well with some of the players as well? Because, you know, it's not just the playoffs, it's these last four league games as well. They're all, to use a cliche, cup finals, aren't they? So, I mean, the experience in your squad and in the dressing room more generally is vitally important, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, we had a similar scenario, I think, at Ossett. Going into back end of the season there, I think we needed something on the last game against Trafford and obviously managed to get that point and obviously that took us into playoffs against some big boys in that. Scarborough and Farsley obviously didn't get over that line there, but the experience that we've had that and maybe the heartache of that final could potentially, you know, pay dividends going into these ones, like I said, if we're lucky enough to get there, which we're not yet, but and sort of one-off games in FA Cups and stuff like that we've had a good experience in, so hopefully the dressing room know what it takes to sort of get to them kind of games and what's needed in them games. So we'll be counting on all that experience over the next couple of weeks to hopefully get us over that line.
And final question, Grant. You know, we've touched upon, you know, the experience of the dressing room, but we should also mention how important the home fans are going to be. Some great attendances this year, but they're going to be needed for Hales Owen and Corby as well, and the travelling support, we should say, vitally important. So what's your message to the Belper Town faithful as we head towards this running, and how much are you looking forward to it as well, Grant, finally?
Oh yeah, I mean, we've created some good atmospheres since we've been at Belper, I think, and obviously we've been very well supported. The attendances have gone up massively since we've been there, and obviously have continued to do so again this season, and that's credit to everybody off the pitch, and obviously what the lads are doing on it. So we just want to really, you know, encourage them to get behind us tomorrow, to get as many travelling to Carlton as they can by car, bus, bicycle, whatever it takes for them to get there to hopefully see us over the line. And again, if the job's not done tomorrow, then to again get as many as we can to Belper next week to again give us another chance of getting over that line.
Well, Grant Black, manager of Belper Town, big, big thank you for taking the time out your Friday to come on the show. Really appreciate it. And all the best for the running, my friend.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Grant Black there, manager of Belper Town, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And that's it for this month's edition of the show. We'll be back in a couple of weeks' time to see the lie of the land when it comes to the playoff and title races in the West, in the East and in the Midland divisions of the NPL. So look out for that show. But in the meantime, you can keep across all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website www.thenpl.co.uk. A big thank you to all my guests this month for joining me, but I've been Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye bye.